Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Still have some Post Malone tickets to give away later in the show. Oh, stay tuned for that. Good. He'll be at Northwest Stadium in the summer. But joining us right now to talk a little more playoffs, including the Commanders-Lions game, Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thanks again for joining us. Good to hear from you again. So I was perusing Sumer Sports, and I see the article, the NFL Wildcard Weekend Scheme Review. So you go through what each team did to help them advance to the divisional round. You've got all this tech nerdy lingo when it comes to what each team did until you came to the Commanders. And at the end, it says Washington Commanders. Jaden Daniels is a magician. Mm. That's the scheme that worked for the Washington Commanders. And that's basically what he's had with all these last second wins. And just the fact that Washington now has a guy where if he gets the ball at the end of the game, you just feel like he's going to drive down the field and make good things happen. And that's what he's been doing, which has helped them advance to their game against the Lions.
I mean, I'm putting this article together yesterday. I go through all the games. I go through all the film. I'm trying to find, okay, like this, you know, defensive front from the Texans, this kind of rotation from the Ravens. And then I really sit and think about it for the Commanders. And every time I'm watching, when you're watching it live, when you're watching it on film, when you're replaying it, when you think about it, Jaden Daniels, his ability on third and fourth down, it's so incredible. Like, there's obviously a lot of nuance to it, right? I think Daniels has continued to improve as a passer going over the middle of the field. I was really impressed with how he was able to avoid sacks against the Buccaneers, where Tampa Bay was able to generate a pressure. I think he only ended up sacked one time. But I just love the combination of Dan Quinn evolving as a coach, saying, fourth down, like, I love him. We'll take all of them over and over. And it makes sense when you have a quarterback like Daniels, who is obviously a threat on the ground, but is so mature, is so poised in the pocket, is so comfortable in those situations. So it really feels right. Like, I mean, what is it? The last like five games are decided kind of right at the end. Obviously, Marcus Mariota, you get one there from him as well. So maybe, you know, it's a little bit of everything. And hey, I think the Commanders, they really do have some magic, and they can certainly use some this weekend. And
Sean, it really clicked for me, I think, around midseason when I realized that when Dan Quinn and Kingsbury, when they're on the plus side of the field, it's going to be four down territory because Jaden is so good at converting them. Like, that's a tremendous advantage.
Don't go for fourth and seven.
Yeah, it's a tremendous advantage when you basically have an extra down to play with. When other teams are just like, okay, it's third down if we don't get it, we're punting, you know, especially if we're in a non-advantageous field goal spot, but field position spot, but they have an extra down to work with. And that's huge.
It's so big, and oh, if you go by, if you want to be like nerdy about it, they've gained a full game of win probability. Like, you are adding a win to your season just by being confident in that decision. Now, I know, look, they've had, I wouldn't call it luck, but they've been really good at it for a specific reason. Are they going to have a historic fourth down conversion rate every season? Maybe not, but it has downstream effects where you can call the game a little bit differently on first down, a little bit differently on second down, and a little bit differently on third down, because you know you have fourth down. And look, I work at this analytics company. For me, it's the belly test. Like, if you're on the opposing team and you see the offense going for it on fourth down and you're like, oh man, like, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to defend this for another down, that's a really good sign as a team. And to see, again, Dan Quinn really be consistent with that. And it's not like a, hey, like, you miss a few against the Buccaneers and you still are consistent in going for it. That is a really special trait because, look, I don't have to answer to an owner. He does, right? Mm-hmm. He has to talk to his general manager every day. And so for him to have the support from the top down, to me, that's a really positive sign for a franchise where it's baffling that some teams across the league aren't doing it in the same way, or at least moving in that direction where part of the reason why I love the Commanders-Lions matchup is, I mean, the punters can hang out at home. Like, those guys don't even have to show up. It's going to be a fourth down show, and I think it's going to be really worth it to watch.
Well, that's what I was just wanted to get to that, because not only do the Commanders have that advantage, so do the Lions, right? So they you know, Dan Campbell, notorious also for being super aggressive on fourth down, et cetera. And I think everyone would agree they have more weapons than Washington, although I like our quarterback personally. I would probably take our quarterback over theirs, but they have great weapons over there. Tell me something. I don't know how to scheme up defense. I have no idea. But give me some reasons to be hopeful that, and maybe some ideas on how Washington, from a defensive perspective, can limit Detroit enough.
You know, it's a tough task. I'm thinking a little bit about when Jared Goff is under center, when they get into that kind of straight drop back pass game. I think you can get that kind of left guard just a little bit sometimes when the Commanders obviously love to send Frankie Louvu kind of over that area on blitzes. I think you can generate a little bit of pressure inside. I think you can maybe hopefully get them in the red zone. The one game that the Lions really were tripping up on was that game against the Buccaneers early in the season where they just had a rough red zone performance. So you're playing that variance game a little bit. I'm really curious, you know, what is the Commanders' ideas, just how to deal with Amon-Ra St. Brown in the slot. I think that is going to be a really, really tall task. So certainly when you look at things up and down the roster, you know, it feels like things really favor the Lions. They obviously have an excellent play caller, but if you're a team that is a 10-point underdog, you are leaning into variance. You are, like, the Lions are going to have big plays no matter what you do. So maybe you're sending just a touch of an extra blitz. You're trying to do something early on to generate some heat on Jared Goff on those early downs. To just force a turnover, force a bad throw, force them to dirt a ball. I think it's always tough when you have guys like Jahmyr Gibbs who are really easy outlets for Goff, and you get him into space. It's going to take a special performance. It feels like it's at the player level a little bit more than some kind of overarching kind of schematic shift, because you can say, I mean, Lions are really good against man coverage. The Lions are also really good against zone coverage. It's really, really tough to deal with those guys for a reason. They're the number one seed for a reason. It feels like a game where, you know, you're going to win this game by outscoring them.
Sean, if you go back to the Houston Texans game where Goff threw the five interceptions, since we're talking about defensive schemes and what a defense can do, was that a situation where he just was missing balls, or did Houston do something to force him into those five interceptions? By the way, the Lions still won that game.
Yeah, I think it starts with the defensive line. And in the Texans in that game, their defensive line, we saw it in the playoffs as well, how good it was against the Chargers. But if you can really disrupt things in that way, everything kind of streams down from there. Now, the Texans have their strongest rushers are on the edge. And so then perform at a high level, I think, was really productive. But if you can create interior pressure, you're going to have a chance. And, I mean, Jared Goff, I think, has improved playing under pressure this season. But, I mean, playing under pressure, it's not always a stable thing. It can be a little bit volatile. Obviously, it's, you know, different when he's at home. He's obviously extremely comfortable there. You're in the dome and everything. So I think if you can do something to generate interior pressure. So, I mean, frankly, he's going to be blitzed, I think, a whole lot through that interior. Dan Quinn, I think, wants to make offenses play on his time. It's really hard to do that to the Lions, but to me, that is a little bit of the path. You know, it's a little bit of a blitzing. You're going to play tight man coverage because you're the Washington Commanders. That's what you do. You're hoping to get your hand on the ball, kind of pop that up to a safety, turn it the other way.
Joined by Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. Do you think there's concern behind closed doors on Dan Campbell's part that he could lose not only his offensive coordinator, but could lose both coordinators during this offseason head coaching cycle, as Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn are making the interview rounds?
It certainly seems like things are moving in that direction based on all the reports, based on all the sourcing, everything that's being said publicly, whether it's Johnson ending up with the Bears, whether it's Glenn ending up with the Jets, if anything along that. I do think that, you know, Dan Campbell's probably looking at it like, oh, man, like these guys are going to be gone. So I'm sure that he is preparing for that eventuality. You can think of guys that he probably has in the hopper a little bit prepared to take those spots. I think that, you know, across the league, this is kind of a decent year to need a defensive coordinator, assuming that Glenn is able to land a head coaching job, just looking at some of the former head coaches that moved on. And, I mean, Campbell's superpower, amongst a lot of things, obviously connecting players, he hired two really, really good coordinators. And for me to say, oh, next year they're not going to have these guys, everything's going to change, I think we should give Campbell the benefit of the doubt in that he probably has people prepared to at least take a little bit of that. Now, it won't necessarily be the same, but If he was great at hiring then, I think he can be great at hiring again. So I'm really, really interested to see what the Lions look like next year, because they're, you know, the windows, they're not windows, right? They're like the smallest keyholes that teams are trying to fit through in these things, which makes the Commander season so fantastic, because you're, I mean, I certainly wasn't expecting it at this level. So yeah, I think the Lions are more likely than not going to have to prepare to lose at least one of those guys. And it'll be really interesting to see what the moves that Campbell makes in terms of who he's promoting or who he's hiring to fill those spots.
Talking to Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. So real quick, let's go through some of these other matchups. We'll stick in the NFC. Eagles host the Rams. Rams looked uber impressive against the Vikings, 9 sacks in that game. Of course, you have Stafford with Puka. Kupp hasn't been doing anything like the last month and a half. How do you see that game playing out?
You know, it certainly feels like the Eagles are going to be able to run on them the same way that they were in week 12, where the Rams' defensive line is obviously very, very good. Now, it doesn't help that you're going up against the best offensive line in the league in terms of the Eagles. So the Eagles' passing game has certainly had some issues recently, particularly last game against the Packers. It's a little bit out of rhythm. It's not always hitting on time. Things aren't working in the way that they want. But it's always nice to have Saquon Barkley, where they had, I think it was like 200 yards before contact in that first game. It was close to 300 yards total. So it certainly feels that way. I think the Rams' path to victory, though, is you get that early score. You get Philadelphia to chase just a little bit, where the Eagles are missing N'Kobe Dean, who is a really, really strong piece on the inside, who has played super well this year. So, you know, I think it's a game where Sean McVay and Matt Stafford are really unloading all the funky stuff off that play sheet. They got nothing to lose in a game that they're underdogs.
All right, so AFC, you've got a rematch of the Bills and the Ravens. Ravens handled the Bills earlier this season. They head to Buffalo to take on a Josh Allen-led team. What do you think?
I mean, we're so lucky to watch that game. It's going to be so fun watching Allen and Jackson play. I do lean a little bit towards Baltimore, and it's really stylistic, where the Ravens want to play light inside. The Bills want to play light inside on defense. The Ravens, obviously, they're going to get super heavy when Zay Flowers is out last week. They're putting 2 tight ends on the field. They're putting 2 running backs on the field. You're going to have to stop that run. So that aspect of it makes me a little bit worried. I do think that the Ravens improving on defense has been a really positive aspect, but I mean, I'm more than happy to be wrong if Josh Allen just goes crazy like he usually does. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a tough game for the Ravens, but again, I still lean that direction.
Houston have any chance against KC?
You know, I do think they have a little bit of a chance. Just looking at how that defensive line played against the Chargers, I think that's your path to victory, is creating issues in that way. And it's CJ Stroud throwing to Nico Collins and no one else. It is not wasting any time in the run game. So, you know, I would say at least a little bit of a chance. I certainly would assume that Kansas City is going to come out victorious. I'm really interested to see, though, what Kansas City does at that left guard, left tackle spot, where Joe Tooney at left guard, who's an all-pro left guard, he's bumping out to left tackle a little bit. I think they're going to have another guy in there. So, again, the Texans have such a good edge rush unit that they can really cause problems for you. I think the Chiefs have done a good job, you know, getting some of those quick throws out. So, I mean, we'll see. It's obviously the starter for the weekend. The Texans are stuck on that Saturday early day. Hopefully over the years they'll be able to get out of that spot.
Sean, appreciate the time and insights. Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports. Thanks, pal.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Good talking to you.
I have to say, we've talked about Sumer Sports before. I've never really gone to the site. It's a cool site.
Yeah, it's very good.
You know, I just added that as a bookmark.
Yeah. Get in there.
Sorry I'm late to the party, but I like it.
It only takes about 50 appearances on the show, and then you'll check out the site.
He intrigued me, so I went to it.
He's a schemes guy.
Thomas Dimitroff, yeah. Also from Sumer Sports.
Yeah, I like it.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page and give you a chance to win some Post Malone tickets here on The Junkies.